Now, a measure of success is, can you leave your business? Can you walk out the door and come back to not a mess? And could you take 6 weeks leave? You can't build a brand that is team-led if the team is fragile, right? We need a system that supports salon owners to build businesses that actually support their lives. You know, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. We want to be able to have a life outside of our salon. Welcome to the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Now, I want to share something just a little different today. Like, this episode is inspired by three focuses that us here at Salon Owners Collective, our team, have as our objectives for 2026. And I want to talk about them not as a coach, not as a brand, but as a business owner. Do you know, business owner to business owner, because if you're listening to this, chances are that you're in it, you're building something big, something real, and you're juggling growth, people, pressure, possibly all at once, right? But so am I. And my last business, my salon, I made a very intentional decision quite early in the journey that I was not going to be the center of attention. Now, part of that was, I actually don't like being the center of attention. Like, the first idea of getting married was like, oh my God, I have to be the center of attention. But also from a business perspective, I knew that to build a thriving business, it couldn't be all about me. Like, I was not the hero stylist. I was not the most fully booked, maybe in the first couple of years. But I built a business that was led by my team. I built the systems and the processes, but I let them be the heroes. Like, my goal was for them to win. And we were very client-centric. Like, the client was always the focus. And anytime we did anything, it was like, would our clients like this? Would our ideal clients go for this? It was never about me. And that really worked. It worked for me. It's become the basis of now what I teach inside of Salon Mastery. It is my philosophy. But this business, Salon Owners Collective, it's different. In this business, I'm at risk of being the hero. Like, this is my business story. This is my experience. And my team, they bring their expertise, but it sits inside of my framework from my experience of building my multi-million dollar business, my 30 in the team size. You know, like, we were a big format business. And in a world that's obsessed by personal brands and influencers, where people buy from people alongside buying from brands, you know, I'll be honest, like, I find it really challenging. It's a challenging business model for me, because I don't believe the future of business is all about the ego of a few, right? Or that it's, yeah, I just don't want it to be about me. And I don't believe it's about building something that's fragile, because it only works when one person shows up every day. It's not the definition of a business in my belief. I believe that there's a world where you can build a brand and still be brand-led, where the customer, the client, or the customer in our case is the salon owner, is the hero, and where the best stories don't come from the founder anymore or alongside. Like, the best stories comes from the owners and the founder, maybe that's the mix, and that we can have people inside of our framework, the founder's framework, salon owners, salon CEOs, managers, my team, and the businesses that are growing, stabilizing, and evolving. And yes, those stories are told through a framework that I originally designed, and I guess am always evolving, because now I'm still growing a business. So it started in my salon, and it gets evolved by not only me and my team, but shaped by the owners that we work with. Like, we've had the luxury of working with certainly over 600 salon owners over the last 9 years. And we have about 140 owners that we work with at any given time. And so we have this luxury to be shaped by the real world, because we have real world feedback. And that's a luxury. But the future is built about sharing those stories with the world. That's you. You're the world. The industry, right? Our industry, those that are listening to the podcast or following us on social, you know, is not about hype and fancy stories and highlight reels, although we have to play that game. Otherwise, you guys don't see the stuff. But we want it to be about real growth, like the framework that Salon Mastery is built on. It's actually quite simple because there are 9 parts of a business. And in those 9 parts, I know for sure, because it's proven, I've done it myself, and now, you know, 600 salon owners have done it, that if we can get each of those 9 parts systemized, optimized, and installed and working really well, growth becomes inevitable. And it's about helping people become, like becoming a salon CEO and lead their business with confidence. Because we want salon owners to grow from 500K a year. So often that's a place where salons get stuck. Like they get to the 3 to 500K a year and then they get stuck and they can't grow. And we call this like you hit your head on the ceiling. And so we want to break that ceiling and help more owners get to the $1 million mark. Because I know at the $1 million mark, business becomes, I won't say easier, but it comes simpler. Because the systems and structure that you need to put in place to get to the $1 million mark, you've installed them by then. Because otherwise you wouldn't have got there to the $1 million mark. And so a little bit of pressure comes off at the $1 million mark because you've installed the systems and processes. And it actually just becomes about optimizing, keeping, we call them babies, because you know, babies are the things that need to be kept alive, right? Systems, processes need to be kept alive, keeping your babies alive, leading your team. And then we are free to focus on doubling profit. Like we're really clear that we want people to earn at a minimum 120K a year and have a 15% profit margin and be able to take 6 weeks leave. Now, a measure of success is, can you leave your business? Can you walk out the door and come back to not a mess? And could you take 6 weeks, 6 weeks leave? Like that is a good goal because when I talk about freedom and profit, it's not about freedom to go and sit on the beach and not work in your business or not lead your business, but it is about being able to have white space and clear space and it not rely on you. So that's why 6 weeks is a good mark. And here in New Zealand, government requires each person to have 4 weeks leave, paid leave. So that's good. But we want to go further than that because I also know that that extra additional space gives us good thinking time. And when we've got space to think, we can problem solve. So I think that's a really good proposition. We want you to double revenue and then we want you to double profit and then we want you to have 6 weeks leave, right? And so in order for us to help you do that, it needs to no longer be about Larissa and her experience, it needs to be about the framework and the systems and the processes, like proven. We've proven them now, not just Larissa did it, but I'm talking about myself like I'm not here. But we've had 600 other owners do that. So that's how brands last, because they evolve beyond the one person, the one key person of influence, because I think that's a rocky bed for a business to grow on. Now, to pull that off as a team, we have to call heed to the call of becoming a D4. Now, a D4 is a development level system that we have called the D levels. And D4 means that you're an expert. At D4, you have confidence. At D4, you could teach other people. You're confident and you're competent because that really matters. You can't build a brand that is team led if the team is fragile, right? And we do that by what we call trust the process. And I'm naturally a systems and processes orientated person. I build businesses that are systems and processes orientated. That's because actually naturally I'm a creative. And I know this to be true because if I don't build structure around myself, I'm a creative mess. So without systems and processes in my life, business is messy. Now, PS, just quietly, I'm terrible at following systems and processes, but I'm shit hot at making them and then inspiring team to follow them. Otherwise, as a leader and as a business, we're reactive, we can be emotional, it becomes exhausting. So if Salon Mastery is to hit our goal, which is to become one of the top 1% of the hair and beauty industries in terms of coaching and operating systems and creating structure for the to raise the bar in the hair and beauty industry, well, that means that being systems and processes driven, not personality and remembering driven, that means that we need to have a team that is full of team members that are D4 and that we are leveraging AI and technology to become superhuman. And that doesn't mean AI does all the work for us, but it makes us more superhuman, more foolproof, and really smart, right? We're not abdicating responsibility to AI. We're utilizing it to make us and systems and processes better. And we're using great technology. Like, we're in 2026. Technology is just like out of this world now, including building our own technology called My Salon CEO. And that app leverages AI. That app gives structure, operating frameworks to hold, it's the container to hold the business, hold the systems and processes. Because good old humans, they're quite variable. Do you know, sometimes you don't know what you're going to get for some humans when they turn up each day. Do you know, we have moods and emotions and stress, but systems and processes don't. They, and AI doesn't. It holds infrastructure. It holds consistency. And that means for things like team meetings, it holds structure for career pathways, it holds structure. Because I remember a time when I was really focused on creating systems and processes, but we were in the early stage of salon growth. And so we were constantly innovating. Those early stages of business, you're an innovator, trying to fix problems, create infrastructure. And I remember then suddenly going one day, we used to do a thing like that. We used to do that thing. Like, what happened to the thing that we installed? Hey, it's me again. I just wanted to interrupt and jump in here quickly to say thanks for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate you being here. Just one question though. If you are listening to this episode and thinking, oh my God, this is me, but I'm just not sure what to do, well, don't worry, I've got some strategies for you. The Salon Mastery Program will help you develop and implement 100K team, 100K mindset, strategies and steps designed to help you lead your team to enjoy 100K careers and install the 100K mindset and motivation so you can help build that inside of your team. The systems, the processes to master the 100K day so you can build the $1 million salon. So I want to invite you to join me for a complimentary $1 million strategy call. We'll discuss your business, your role in the business. Let's see if I'm the right person to help you grow your business and your team. Together, we can reach the $1 million mark. All you need to do is click the apply now button in the show notes of this very episode. You're welcome to book a time, a strategy call. We'll have a chat. All right, that's enough for me. Let's get back to the episode. And I realize it's another whole level of not only creating systems and processes, but keeping them alive and keeping team honest to the systems and people owning that. Like, that's another skill set and completely. So we've built the system to stop that decision fatigue that we have as salon owners, as business owners. Like, if we have to remake the same decision 12 times, like, that's quite exhausting. And so our systems and our processes, our technology should hold our operating system solid, right? Because if we have systems, structure, then that creates clarity for our team. Our team know what to do, what's expected of them, how to do it. And clarity creates speed because we're not having to decision make all of the time. And systems and processes give us that freedom to be able to let go and not be the one that's answering the phone all the time and the text messages and can I, should I, would I, could I? Because it's quite exhausting from the team, right? And that's what we call a lean and luxe team, actually. Not more people, just better structure. And the part that excites me the most, really, is that I know that we as a company, Salon Owners Collective, will impact more salon owners through the podcast, through our content, than we ever will by working with them inside of My Salon CEO or inside of Salon Mastery. And that really matters. Do you know that matters to me? Because leadership, leading the industry or contributing to the narrative of the industry is not about controlling it, but is about contributing to that conversation and contributing to more people in a way of forward thinking and building high-performance salons. Like, we want to work with high-performance salons. We want to work with the top 1% of the industry, or rather we want to build more people who belong in the top 1%. So the 1% becomes the 10%. and Like, that is our goal. That really matters. And so it matters to me that we have the ability and capability inside of our team that we can reach more people so we can impact the industry. And then we get to work with the top 1%, do you know? And we're at almost at max capacity for our Salon Mastery program. And that's quite intentional, actually. So we want to impact the industry, but we want to work closely with a small group of people. We don't want to take over the world by volume in terms of impacting people deeply. We want to impact the industry. Yes, it's why we have a podcast. It's why we do social media content. It's why we give out lots of free resources to support the industry. We want to impact the industry. And then we want to work with a select few. We don't want to take over the world by volume. We want to take over the world by impact. And like any business, that means focusing on retention. As a salon owner, you need to focus on retention, but so do we. And retaining great people in our program, like, that builds results that we can share with you, that builds on our community. So when we get good results, we can share what those things are back to our people inside of Salon Mastery, back to the industry, and being built on a place where people want to stay. Like, that's a retention strategy. And as a business owner, we need to think about that. So there's balance between impacting the wider industry and then impacting a select few in a program like Salon Mastery or even My Salon CEO. And while all nine parts of the business are operating, thriving, and being systemized, where Salon CEOs feel confident is when they don't have to react and there's no guessing on what to do next because they've got good structure, they've got good data driven decision-making ability, not winging it, confident CEOs is where it's at. And this is where My Salon CEO comes into the picture. This is why we developed My Salon CEO, because it is the business operating systems that helps owner run their businesses like a Salon CEO, like it is the Salon CEO system. So if you think about booking software runs the front end of the business, appointments, bookings, the diary, staff rosters, and that sort of functional front end stuff, then My Salon CEO system is for running profitable, high-performing teams that want to scale, because you need that scaffolding, that structure. And so My Salon CEO runs the back end, the systems, the leadership rhythm, the structure, things like building career pathways and the MyNEXT pay rise program. So teams have access to talent development. They're really clear about their career pathway, building future so people stay. And MyNEXT pay rise is a simple structured system for pay, performance, bonuses, targets. It drives motivation, gives you the tools to build talent development and team retention. Because you need a clear pathway to show your team how to grow, perform, earn more. And so they're not guessing about when they get paid more or what is the next step for them. And there's a real purposeful talent development planning process for you, team meetings that guide team members through their levels and their own development, clear communication, clear expectations. It just means that everybody moves forward. And then the other piece that gives structure is the Salon Playbook. Like, that is your central playbook. We might call it a manual, but gosh, that sounds boring. Sounds like homework. So we like to call it the playbook. Like, this is how we do it here. This is where we put our systems and our processes, our team training, so we can build it into our communication and talent development system. And that integrated into developing our people and planning so our team grows with confidence and clarity. It takes a little bit of weight off our shoulders, right? And the last piece is really structure around building a profitable salon. That builds it all together, because for you to be a confident CEO, the numbers are always going to tell you what to do next in your business. But you don't want to be winging it. What gives you the confidence to not lead from gut feel or make business decisions from gut feel is to have the data to validate that you're making the right next move or the right decision with a team member. Should I hire? Can I afford new basins? All of those things, you get to lead strategically when you understand your numbers, not from an accounting point of view. Like, the goal is not to know at that level. We don't need to know accounting level, but we do need to know at a decision-making level, a CEO level. And so that's what we're building. You know, we're building a brand that isn't dependent on me, just one person, but a team that's lean, it's luxe, it's high performing, and a CEO community built by impact, supporting each other, not just noisy social media and influencing for the sake of it. Like, that doesn't build a business that has impact, is profitable, and that scales. We need a system that supports salon owners to build businesses that actually support their lives. You know, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. We want to be able to have a life outside of our salon, because I think we really easily hold identity, our own identity that aligns with being a business owner. And sometimes it's useful just to detach a little bit and have a life outside of our business. And I don't know, for me, that, you know, that catches me out a lot. And I have to remember to have a different life outside of my business, because I love building businesses. Do you know? So we want to build businesses that last. You want to do that, but I want to do that also. So if you've been listening and you're thinking, yep, that's exactly where I'm heading, or even I know that business could look different in the next 3, 6, even 12 months, then this might be your very moment to lean right in. Applications for Salon Mastery open at the end of the month. And the first step is really a simple conversation. We'll sit down, have a chat, a real chat about your business. Like, where is it now? Where is it that you want to go? What is the gap that's stopping you from getting to the next step, but ultimately your ultimate destination? That's where Salon Mastery, and we'll see if Salon Mastery is the right fit for you. There's no pressure, no convincing, just getting real clarity if it's a good fit and we're the right people to help, because we can't help everybody. We don't, you know, we're open for enrollment at the end of the month, and by the end of next month, things could start to look very different from you, like very positively different. And we only work with 5 salons at a time, and that's really important and intentional, because it means that we can go deep and we don't have to rush. We want to support you properly through the process. We want you to make lasting change. Like, this is not 6 weeks to $1 million. Let's get clear about that. We want to help you build something that lasts for the long term, that's repeatable, and that is not onerous on you. And so if you're really ready to step into the CEO role and build a profitable, high-performing business, you stop winging it, then I'd love to have a chat. Let's have a chat, and you can apply. I'll leave the link to the application in the show notes of this episode. It's show notes. It's on our Instagram. It's on our Facebook group. It's on the website. Like, you can't miss it. And if you get stuck, just send me a DM. But no matter what you decide, keep building like a salon CEO. And I can't wait to connect with you. Same time, same place next week on the podcast. Ciao for now.